The names are well known.
The first pick in the 2007 NFL Draft, the Oakland Raiders select quarterback Jamarcus Russell, LSU.
With the 22nd pick in the NFL 2000 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Brady Quinn, quarterback Notre Dame.
Stars in the football world. But those big names all have something in common. They're part of a large group from the 2007 NFL Draft, no longer playing in the league. Yet a player many experts doubted would make it from that draft is still growing strong.
Came into this league with a chip on my shoulder, playing with a chip on my shoulder, and I've been doing it ever since. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter if I sign a new contract or no matter what the circumstances are, I'm always going to play with the chip on my shoulder, and it's been like that since day one. I mean, really since I got into high school all the way up. You know, I've always had this idea in my head that I wanted to do everything I possibly could in order to be the best.
Coming into the league as a fourth-round pick in the 2007 NFL Draft, Brian Robinson wasn't considered the marquee talent in that crop. But here he is, starting at defensive end in his 10th season for the Vikings.
You don't understand how blessed you are to play this game for 10 years until you actually do it. 10 years was always a big goal of mine, to make it in this league. But, you know, the likelihood of it happening is very slim. There's a reason why they say NFL stands for not for long. So for me to be able to be here for 10 years, I realize how blessed I am. And at the same time, how lucky I am that, nothing's happened. I mean, God has blessed me in order to be able to play this game for that long.
Getting to year 10 in the NFL is something very few players ever achieve in this league. A milestone that speaks to his ability to perform on the football field. 48.5 career sacks, 144 games. And of course, his big forced fumble on Aaron Rodgers last Sunday. But the veteran is also a big contributor to the defense for his leadership and experience.
B-Rob is a big-time leader in my room, number one. But I think the biggest thing for fans to understand is B-Rob's value to us is humongous because all the different jobs that he can do, you know. He plays defensive end and plays the run well and rushes out there. Then we kick him down inside to a three technique in passing situations, and he's hard for a guard to be able to handle because of his quickness, speed, and power. But because he's athletic, he can line up in there and drop and cover a running back, a receiver, or a tight end. So it makes it real difficult for the offense to know, number one, where he's going to be, and number two, what is he going to do. So he has tremendous value to our defense.
The reason why he's in this game, because he's a professional. He does his job, he does it well, and he's another role model to me too, man. He's a great player, a great man, and he's like a brother to me, you know, and I love him.
It takes more than being a leader to last a decade in this league. It requires an endless drive to succeed, contributing in multiple roles, and being able to do the little things that can help bring a win.
I've got a lot of roles in this defense, and it really boils down to the more you can do. And so for me, it doesn't matter if I'm at end playing run or pass rushing, or if I'm at three technique or nose doing stuff, or if I'm standing up as a kind of walk around guy, you know, even dropping in coverage. I mean, you know, I've got roles all over this defense, and for me, you know, It took me taking a back seat to some of the goals that I wanted to have as far as sack numbers and, you know, tackle totals and things like that. I had to take a back seat to that because for me, it's not about being selfish and wanting to reach those goals. It's what can I do in order to help our team be successful on Sundays.
Fourth round draft picks are not supposed to last this long in the NFL. Especially in a draft filled with first-round names who haven't played on Sundays in years. But Brian Robinson is no ordinary player, a fixture on the defensive line, a leader on the Vikings' defense, and a player who strives to contribute in any possible role. It's no wonder why Robinson is in year 10 with the Vikings. After playing in the league for this long, there's only one goal left for this veteran to accomplish.
It's what I strive for here. I mean, as I get older, you realize that those games and those playoff games and the guys you're around, that's a bond that you want to have forever. And it's something that the state of Minnesota, I think, deserves to have because of their fan base, because of how they basically go all out with the football here. I think they deserve a championship, and so I would love to be a part of that and be able to say that I was the first one to bring one to the state of Minnesota.